come unto Christ and be saved, harden your hearts to destruction and damnation. And we'll begin in 4th Nephi, verse 1. And it came to pass that the 34th year passed away, and also the 35th. And behold, the disciples of Jesus had formed a church of Christ in all the lands round about. And as many as did come unto them and to truly repent of their sins were baptized in the name of Jesus, and they did also receive the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass that in the 36th year, the people were all converted unto the Lord upon all the face of the land, both Nephites and Lamanites. And there were no contentions and disputations among them, and every man did deal justly one with another. And they all had all things in common among them. Therefore, there were not rich and poor, bond and free, but they were all made free and partakers of the heavenly gift. And regarding the heavenly gift, if we go back to 3 Nephi, chapter 19, after the 12 disciples, including Nephi, received the baptism of fire and baptism of the Holy Ghost, so significant an event was it that Christ separated himself from the people and knelt down and prayed unto Father and thanked him for baptizing with fire and with the Holy Ghost those whom he had chosen, and pleading that Father would also baptize with fire and with the Holy Ghost those who would believe in him because of his words. Verse 19. And it came to pass that Jesus departed out of the midst of them and went a little way off from them and bowed himself to the earth and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast given the Holy Ghost unto these whom I have chosen. And it is because of their belief in me that I have chosen them out of the world. Father, I pray thee that thou wilt give the Holy Ghost unto all them that shall believe in their words. Father, thou hast given them the Holy Ghost because they believe in me. And thou seest that they believe in me because thou hearest them. And they pray unto me, and they pray unto me because I am with them. And now, Father, I pray unto thee for them, and also for all those who shall believe on their words, that they may believe in me, that I may be in them, as thou, Father, art in me, that we may be one. Nephi had been preaching most of his life, at least 35 years, the doctrine of Christ, and had not yet received the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we, as members of the church, usually just take it for granted that we have already received the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. But for most of us, we have not. And the requirement is that we offer up the sacrifice of a broken heart and contrite spirit. At a bare minimum, that means placing everything upon the altar. And specifically, the terms of this sacrifice can only be received by revelation. So we must come to Father and verbally enter into the covenant of a broken heart and contrite spirit and ask him that he will reveal to us each day what he would have us do that day to fully enter into and live this sacrifice with integrity. And Christ continues in 3 Nephi 19, verse 27. And he turned from them again and went a little way off and bowed himself to the earth. And he prayed again unto Father, saying, Father, I thank thee that thou hast purified those whom I have chosen because of their faith. Now this purification came through the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because of their faith. Well, faith is the only way that we can receive the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what we normally define as faith is actually hope, belief, and trust. But that isn't faith. Faith is seeking after receiving and acting on revelation. And when we know that the terms of the sacrifice of a broken heart and contrite spirit can only be received by revelation, and that we must seek after, receive, and act on that revelation, it is Therefore, because of faith, that one receives the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, just like Christ's 12 disciples. And I pray for them, and also for them who shall believe on their words, that they may be purified in me through faith on their words, even as they are purified in me. Or in other words, that all the Nephites might also receive the baptism of fire and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Verse 29, Father, I pray not for the world. And here Christ utters words that he offered up in Gethsemane. I pray not for the world, but for those whom thou hast given me out of the world, because of their faith, that they may be purified in me, that I may be in them as thou, Father, art in me, that we may be one, that I may be glorified in them. So those whom Father has given Christ out of the world are those who are to become his sons and his daughters through the sacrifice of a broken heart and contrite spirit, that they might receive the baptism of fire and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because of their faith, so they become sons and daughters through the exercise of faith, through seeking after receiving and acting on revelation, that they might receive this ordinance, that they may be purified in me. Regarding this purification, if we go to DNC 84, verse 23, now this Moses plainly taught to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and sought diligently to sanctify his people that they might behold the face of God. Well, how did Moses seek to sanctify his people that they might behold the face of God? Through teaching them the new covenant of the sacrifice of a broken heart and contrite spirit and the reception of the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, because that is what sanctifies a man, a woman, or a people, preparatory to entering into the rest of the Lord, which rest is the fullness of his glory. And Christ sought that not only his disciples, but that all the Nephites, through entering into this covenant, might receive that sanctification that would prepare them to enter into his rest, which rest is the fullness of his glory, which is more than just to see him in vision. And it's also more than to have him come down here to earth and to visit us here. It is to go into the seventh heaven or the high mountain, not the earthly mountain, but the heavenly mountain, and come into Christ's presence in the fullness of his glory. Back and forth, Nephi. At the end of verse 1, and they did truly repent of their sins, and were baptized in the name of Jesus by water. And they did also receive the Holy Ghost, or the ordinance of baptism of fire and baptism of the Holy Ghost, which ordinance, as we read in DNC 76, verse 52, must be performed by one who has been ordained and sealed unto this power. DNC 76:52, that by keeping the commandments, they might be washed and cleansed from all their sins and receive the Holy Spirit by the laying on of hands of him who is ordained and sealed unto this power. Whether that man be on this side of the veil or the other. Verse 4 in 4th Nephi. And it came to pass that the 30 and 7th year passed away also, and there were still continued to be peace in the land. And there were great and marvelous works wrought by the disciples of Jesus, insomuch that they did heal the sick and raise the dead and cause the lame to walk and the blind to receive their sight and the deaf to hear. And all manner of miracles did they work among the children of men, and in nothing did they work miracles save it were in the name of Jesus. And thus did the 30 and 8th year pass away, and also the 30 and 9th, and the 40 and 1st and 40 and 2nd, yea, even until the 40 and 9 years had passed away, and also the 50 and 1st and 50 and 2nd, yea, even until the 50 and 9 years had passed away. And the Lord did prosper them exceedingly in the land, yea, insomuch that they did build cities, again where there had been cities burned. Yea, even that great city Zarahemla did they cause to be built again. And there were many cities which had been sunk, and the waters came up in the stead thereof. Therefore these cities could not be renewed. And now behold, it came to pass that the people of Nephi did wax strong, and did multiply exceedingly fast, and became an exceedingly fair and delightsome people. And they were married and given in marriage, and were blessed according to the multitude of the promises which the Lord had made unto them. And they did not walk any more after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and in meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And it came to pass that there was no contention among all the people in the land, but there were mighty miracles wrought among the disciples of Jesus. And it came to pass that the 70 and first year passed away, and also the 70 and second year, yea, and in fine till the 70 and ninth year had passed away. Yea, even 100 years had passed away, and the disciples of Jesus, whom he had chosen, had all gone to the paradise of God, save it were the three who should tarry. And there were other disciples ordained in their stead, and also many of their generation had passed away. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land, because of the love of God, which had dwelt in the hearts of the people. And there were no envyings, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lyings, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites. But they were in one, the children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. Now, the children of Christ, meaning that they had received the baptism of fire and baptism of the Holy Ghost, and thus had been adopted as sons or daughters. And if they would continue to feast upon the words of Christ, which they did, become heirs to the kingdom of God. And how blessed were they, for the Lord did bless them in all their doings. Yea, even they were blessed and prospered until 110 years had passed away, and the first generation from Christ had passed away, and there was no contention in all the land. And it came to pass that Nephi, he that kept the last record and kept upon the plates of Nephi, died. And his son Amos kept it in his stead, and he kept it upon the plates of Nephi also. And he kept it 84 years, and there was still peace in the land, save it were a small part of the people who had revolted from the church and had taken upon them the name of Lamanites. Therefore, they began to be Lamanites again in the land. And it came to pass that Amos died also, and it was 194 years from the coming of Christ. And the son of Amos kept the record in his stead, and he also kept it upon the plates of Nephi. And it was also written in the book of Nephi, which is this book. And it came to pass that 200 years had passed away, and the second generation had all passed away, saved it were a few. And now I, Mormon, would that ye should know that the people had multiplied insomuch that they were spread upon all the face of the land, and that they had become exceedingly rich because of their prosperity in Christ. And now in this 201st year, there began to be among them those who were lifted up in pride, such as the wearing of costly apparel, and all manner of fine pearls, and all fine things of the world. And from that time forth, they did have their goods and their substance no more common among them. And they began to be divided into classes, and they began to build up churches unto themselves to get gain, and began to deny the true church of Christ. And it came to pass that when 210 years had passed away, there were many churches in the land, and there were many churches which professed to know the Christ. And yet they did deny the more parts of his gospel, insomuch that they did receive all manner of wickedness, and did administer that which was sacred unto him whom it had been forbidden because of worthiness, including the sacrament. And this church did multiply exceedingly because of iniquity, and because of the power of Satan who did get hold upon their hearts. And again, there was another church which denied the Christ, and they did persecute the true church of Christ because of their humility and their belief in Christ and they did despise them because of the many miracles which were wrought among them. Therefore, they did exercise power and authority over the disciples of Jesus, who did tarry with them, and they did cast them into prison. But by the power of the word of God, which was in them, the prisons were rent in twain, and they went forth doing mighty miracles among them. Nevertheless, and notwithstanding all these miracles, the people did harden their hearts and did seek to kill them, even as the Jews at Jerusalem sought to kill Jesus according to his word. And they did cast them into the furnaces of fire, and they came forth receiving no harm. And they also did cast them into the dens of wild beasts, and they did play with the wild beasts, even as a child with a lamb. And they did come forth from among them receiving no harm. Nevertheless, the people did harden their hearts, for they were led by many priests and false prophets to build up many churches and to do all manner of iniquity. And they did smite upon the people of Jesus, but the people of Jesus did not smite again. And thus they did dwindle in unbelief and wickedness from year to year, even until 230 years had passed away. And now it came to pass that in this year, yea, in the 231st year, there was a great division among the people. And it came to pass that in this year, there arose a people who were called the Nephites, and they were true believers in Christ. And among them were those who were called by the Lamanites, Jacobites, and Josephites, and Zoramites. Therefore, the true believers of Christ and the true worshipers of Christ, among whom were the three disciples of Jesus who should tarry, were called Nephites, and Jacobites, and Josephites, and Zoramites. And it came to pass that they who rejected the gospel were called Lamanites and Lemuelites and Ishmaelites, and they did not dwindle in unbelief, but they did willfully rebel against the gospel of Christ. And they did teach their children that they should not believe, even as their fathers from the beginning did dwindle. And it was because of the wickedness and abominations of their fathers, even as it was in the beginning. And they were taught to hate the children of God, even as the Lamanites were taught to hate the children of Nephi from the beginning. And it came to pass that 244 years had passed away, and thus were the affairs of the people. And the more wicked part of the people did wax strong and became exceedingly more numerous than were the people of God. And they did still continue to build up churches unto themselves and adorn them with all manner of precious things. And thus did 250 years pass away, and also 260 years. And it came to pass that the wicked part of the people began again to build up the secret oaths and combinations of the Gadianton. And also the people who were called the people of Nephi began to be proud in their hearts because of their exceeding riches and become vain like unto their brethren, the Lamanites. And from this time, the disciples began to sorrow for the sins of the world. And it came to pass that when 300 years had passed away, both the people of Nephi and Lamanites had become exceedingly wicked, one like unto another. And it came to pass that the robbers of Gadianton did spread over all the face of the land. And there were none that were righteous, save it were the disciples of Jesus. And gold and silver did they lay up in store in abundance, and did traffic in all manner of traffic. And it came to pass that after 305 years had passed away, and the people did still remain in wickedness, Amos died, and his brother Amaron did keep the record in his stead. And it came to pass that when 320 years had passed away, Amaron, being constrained by the Holy Ghost, did hide up the records which were sacred, yea, even all the sacred records which had been handed down from generation to generation, which were sacred, even until 320th year from the coming of Christ. And he did hide them up unto the Lord, that they might come again unto the remnant of the house of Jacob, according to the prophecies and the promise of the Lord. And thus is the end of the record of Amaron. Mormon, chapter 1. And now I, Mormon, make a record of the things which I have both seen and heard, and call it the Book of Mormon. And about the time that Amaron hid the records unto the Lord, he came unto me, I being about 10 years of age, and began to be learned somewhat after the manner of the learning of my people. And Amaron said unto me, I perceive that thou art a sober child, and art quick to observe. And verse 13, but wickedness did prevail upon the face of the whole land, insomuch that the Lord did take away his beloved disciples, and the work of miracles and of healing did cease because of the iniquity of the people. And there were no gifts from the Lord, and the Holy Ghost did not come upon any because of their wickedness and unbelief. And I, being 15 years of age and being somewhat of a sober mind, therefore I was visited of the Lord and tasted and knew of the goodness of Jesus. And I did endeavor to preach unto this people, but my mouth was shut, and I was forbidden that I should preach unto them. For behold, they had willfully rebelled against their God, and the beloved disciples were taken away out of the land because of their iniquity. But I did remain among them, but I was forbidden to preach unto them because of the hardness of their hearts. And because of the hardness of their hearts, the land was cursed for their sake. And these Gadianton robbers, who were among the Lamanites, did infest the land insomuch that the inhabitants thereof began to hide up their treasures in the earth. And they became slippery because the Lord had cursed the land, that they could not hold them nor retain them again. And it came to pass that there were sorcerers and witchcrafts and magics, and the power of the evil one wrought upon all the face of the land, even unto the fulfilling of all the words of Abinadi and also Samuel the Lamanite. Mormon chapter 2. And it came to pass that the same year there began to be a war again between the Nephites and the Lamanites. And notwithstanding I, being young, was large in stature, therefore the people of Nephi appointed me that I should be their leader, or the leader of their armies. Therefore it came to pass that in my 16th year I did go forth at the head of an army of the Nephites against the Lamanites. Therefore 326 years had passed away. And verse 8, but behold, the land was filled with robbers and with Lamanites, and notwithstanding the great destruction which hung over my people, they did not repent of their evil doings. Therefore there was blood and carnage spread throughout all the face of the land, both on the part of the Nephites and also on the part of the Lamanites. And it was one complete revolution throughout all the face of the land. And verse 10, and it came to pass that the Nephites began to repent of their iniquity and began to cry, even as had been prophesied by Samuel the prophet. For behold, no man could keep that which was his own. For the thieves and the robbers and the murderers and the magic art and the witchcraft which was in the land. And verse 12, and it came to pass that when I, Mormon, saw their lamentation, their mourning and their sorrow before the Lord, my heart did begin to rejoice within me, knowing that the mercies of the long suffering of the Lord, therefore supposing that he would be merciful unto them, that they would again become a righteous people. But behold, this my joy was vain, for their sorrow was not unto repentance because of the goodness of God, but it was rather the sorrowing of the damned, because the Lord would not always suffer them to take happiness in sin. And they did come unto Jesus, and they did not come unto Jesus with broken hearts and contrite spirits. And again, cross-referencing D&C 84 regarding the children of Israel under Moses. Verse 24, but they hardened their hearts and could not endure his presence, or they would not offer up a broken heart and contrite spirit. Therefore, they would not receive the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, which would have made them sons and daughters of Christ and prepared them to enter into the rest of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord, in his wrath, for his anger was kindled against them, swore that they should not enter into his rest while in the wilderness, which rest is the fullness of his glory. And back in Mormon chapter 2. Verse 14, and they did not come unto Jesus with broken hearts and contrite spirits, But they did curse God and wish to die. Nevertheless, they would struggle with a sword for their lives. And it came to pass that my sorrow did return unto me again. And I saw that the day of grace was passed with them, both temporally and spiritually. For I saw thousands of them hewn down in open rebellion against their God and heaped up as dung upon the face of the land. And thus 344 years had passed away. In verse 20. And it came to pass that in this year, the people of Nephi again were hunted and driven. And it came to pass that we were driven forth until we had come northward to the land which was called Shem. And verse 23. And it came to pass that I did speak unto my people, and it urged them with great energy that they would stand boldly before the Lamanites and fight for their wives and their children and their houses and their homes. And my words did arouse them somewhat to vigor, insomuch that they did not flee from before the Lamanites, but did stand with boldness against them. And it came to pass that we did contend with an army of 30,000 against an army of 50,000. And it came to pass that we did stand before them with such firmness that they did flee from before us. And it came to pass that when they had fled, we did pursue them with our armies, and did meet them again, and did beat them. Nevertheless, the strength of the Lord was not with us. Yea, we were left to ourselves, that the Spirit of the Lord did not abide in us. Therefore, we had become weak, like unto our brethren. And my heart did sorrow because of this great calamity of my people, because of their wickedness and their abominations. But behold, we did go forth against the Lamanites and the robbers of Gadianton until we had again taken possession of the land of our inheritance. Mormon chapter 3, verse 2. And it came to pass that the Lord did say unto me, cry unto this people, repent ye, and come unto me and be baptized, and build up again my church, and ye shall be spared. And I did cry unto this people, but it was in vain. And they did not realize that it was the Lord that had spared them and granted unto them a chance for repentance. And behold, they did harden their hearts against the Lord their God. And verse 9. And now because of this great thing which my people, the Nephites, had done, they began to boast in their own strength and began to swear before the heavens that they would avenge themselves of the blood of their brethren who had been slain by their enemies. And they did swear by the heavens and also by the throne of God that they would go up to battle against their enemies and would cut them off from the face of the land. And it came to pass that I, Mormon, did utterly refuse from this time forth to be a commander and a leader of this people because of their wickedness and abomination. Behold, I had led them. Notwithstanding their wickedness, I had led them many times to battle and had loved them according to the love of God, which was in me with all my heart. And my soul had been poured out in prayer unto my God all the day long for them. Nevertheless, it was without faith because of the hardness of their hearts. And thrice have I delivered them out of the hands of their enemies, and they have repented not of their sins. And when they had sworn by all that had been forbidden them by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they would go up unto their enemies to battle and avenge themselves of the blood of their brethren, behold, the voice of the Lord came unto me, saying, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. And because this people repented not after I had delivered them, behold, they shall be cut off from off the face of the earth. And it came to pass that I utterly refused to go up against mine enemies. And I did even as the Lord had commanded me, and I did stand as an idle witness to manifest unto the world the things which I saw and heard according to the manifestations of the Spirit, which had testified of things to come. Therefore, I write unto you, Gentiles, or members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, And also unto you, house of Israel, when the work shall commence, that ye shall be about to prepare to return to the land of your inheritance. So Mormon is speaking specifically to that generation in the last days, when the fullness of the gospel is restored by Joseph in his second ministry, and the heavens again are opened, and it again is possible to receive the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Gentiles, or the Latter-day Saints, are warned that bondage is coming and destruction is coming, and that they must enter into the fullness of the new covenant to qualify as the strength of the Lord's house to be led out on an end-time exodus. And those who are prepared and do take upon themselves the name of Christ become co-inheritors with the house of Jacob of this land. And this knowledge being restored and the preparation for these times is exactly the time that Mormon is prophesying of, and he is talking directly to us now, because we are in that state of preparation. Yea, behold, I write unto all the ends of the earth, yea, and unto you 12 tribes of Israel, who shall be judged according to your works by the 12 whom Jesus chose to be his disciples in the land of Jerusalem. And I also write unto the remnant of this people, who shall also be judged by the 12 whom Jesus chose in this land. And they shall be judged by the other 12 whom Jesus chose in the land of Jerusalem. And these things doth the Spirit manifest unto me. Therefore I write unto you all. And for this cause I write unto you, that ye may know that ye must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Yea, every soul who belongs to the whole human family of Adam, ye must stand to be judged of your works, whether they be good or evil. And as was just said, the descendants of Lehi will be judged by the 12 disciples among the Nephites. Those 12 disciples among the Nephites will be judged by the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ, as well as the rest of the house of Israel. And also that ye may believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, which ye shall have among you. The gospel of Jesus Christ being the doctrine of Christ, the new sacrifice of a broken heart and contrite spirit, the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and entering into the rest of the Lord, which is among us and which shall be among the rest of the tribes of Israel, commencing with the start of the end time exodus. And also that the Jews and the covenant people of the Lord shall have other witnesses besides him whom they saw and heard, that Jesus, whom they slew, was the very Christ and the very God. And so there will be those on this end time exodus who, like Joseph Smith, will ascend to the level of being a king and a priest under the Most High God, having the second order, the patriarchal order of Melchizedek priesthood, sealed upon them. And they will be sent from New Jerusalem to the four quarters of the earth to finish the gathering of Israel, including to the Jews. And they will teach the Jews the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ and effect a separation of wheat and tares among the Jews. And the wheat among the Jews, they will assist in building up the old city, Jerusalem, again into a holy city. And the requirement to enter that holy city will be the same as the requirement to enter into New Jerusalem, being that one ascends into Christ's presence in the fullness of his glory in the seventh heaven, has their calling election made sure, and thus become members of the church of the firstborn. And this is the work of the 144,000, that when one in these end times, once the Exodus begins, receives the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, to work with them and help them ascend to the next spiritual level, enter into the rest of the Lord, and thus qualify to enter into New Jerusalem. cross-referencing DNC 77. Verse 11, question, what are we to understand by the sealing of the 144,000? Out of all the tribes of Israel, 12,000 out of every tribe. We're to understand that those who are sealed are high priests, ordained unto the holy order of God, to administer the everlasting gospel. For they who are ordained out of every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, by the angels to whom is given power over the nations of the earth, to bring as many as will come to the church of the firstborn, or in other words, to help them ascend into the seventh heaven, coming into Christ's presence in the fullness of his glory. And in reference to this, in the commentary on the parable of redemption of Zion in DNC 103, we read in verse 20, but I say unto you, mine angel shall go up before you. And this is on the end time Exodus to be led by Joseph Smith. And also my presence, and in time you shall possess the goodly land. Well, who are these angels that shall go up before those on the great end time Exodus led by Joseph? Well, one of them is Joseph Smith himself. He will have been ordained and sealed to the patriarchal order, a second order of Melchizedek priesthood, and also those of the 144,000 who will be tasked to work with the elect or those who have received the baptism of fire and baptism of the Holy Ghost to enter into the rest of the Lord, or in other words, as it says in verse 20, and also my presence shall go up before you. So back in Mormon, chapter 3, verse 17. Therefore, I write unto you Gentiles, you LDS Gentiles, and also unto you house of Israel, when the work shall commence, that ye shall be about to prepare to return to the land of your inheritance. So this generation in which we now live. Yea, behold, I write unto all the ends of the earth, yea, unto you 12 tribes of Israel, who shall be judged according to your works by the 12 whom Jesus chose to be his disciples in the land of Jerusalem. And I write unto the remnant of this people, who shall also be judged by the 12 whom Jesus chose in this land. And they shall be judged by the other 12 whom Jesus chose in the land of Jerusalem. And these things doth the Spirit manifest unto me. Therefore, I write unto you all. And for this cause, I write unto you, that ye may know that ye must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Yea, every soul who belongs to the whole human family of Adam. And ye must stand to be judged of your works, whether they be good or whether they be evil. And also that ye may believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, which ye shall have among you. First among the Gentiles, which we have now, and as we, if we qualify to go on the end time Exodus, take this record unto the rest of the tribes of Israel, then they at that time will also have it. And also that the Jews, the covenant people of the Lord, shall have other witnesses. And we just discussed how they will have those other witnesses besides him who they saw and heard, who is Jesus Christ. That Jesus whom they slew was the very Christ and the very God. And I would that I could persuade all ends of the earth to repent and prepare to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Mormon chapter 4, verse 4. And it was because of the armies of the Nephites. And it was because the armies of the Nephites went up unto the Lamanites that they began to be smitten. For were it not for that, the Lamanites could have had no power over them. And this goes back to, you know, the law of war, which the Lord has given, that we fight battles of defense and not offense. As we have discussed in other Zoomcasts. But behold, the judgments of God will overtake the wicked. And it is by the wicked that the wicked are punished. For it is the wicked that stir up the hearts of the children of men unto bloodshed. And this is a parallel to our day, as prophesied by Isaiah, that entity in the end times that would amass to itself all political, economic, and military power, which Isaiah would call the king of Assyria, king of Babylon, and would become the staff in the Lord's left hand to destroy the wicked, himself being led by the adversary. And so it is the wicked that stir up the hearts of the children of men unto bloodshed, and it is by the wicked that the wicked are punished, both in Book of Mormon days and in the days into which we are headed. And verse 8, and it came to pass that they were repulsed and driven back by the Nephites. And when the Nephites saw that they had driven the Lamanites, they again began to boast of their own strength. And they went forth in their own might and took possession again of the city Desolation. And verse 10, and it came to pass that 366 years had passed away. And the Lamanites again came upon the Nephites to battle. And yet the Nephites repented not of the evil they had done, but persisted in their wickedness continually. And it's impossible for the tongue to describe, or for a man to write a perfect description of the horrible scene of the blood and the carnage, which was among the people, both the Nephites and the Lamanites. And every heart was hardened, so that they delighted in the shedding of blood continually. And there never had been so great wickedness among all the children of Lehi, nor even among all the house of Israel, according to the words of the Lord, as was among this people. And verse 14, and they did also march forward against the city Teancum, and did drive the inhabitants forth out of her, and did take many prisoners, both women and children, and it offered them up as sacrifices unto their idol gods. And it came to pass that in the 367th year, the Nephites being angry because the Lamanites had sacrificed their women and their children, that they did go against the Lamanites with such exceedingly great anger, insomuch that they did beat again the Lamanites and drive them out of their lands. And verse 17, and in this year they did come down against the Nephites with all their power, and they were not numbered because of the greatness of their number. And from this time forth did the Nephites gain no power over the Lamanites, but began to be swept off by them, even as it do before the sun. And verse 21. And when they had come the second time, the Nephites were driven and slaughtered with an exceedingly great slaughter. Their women and their children were again sacrificed unto idols. Mormon 5, verse 1. And it came to pass that I did go forth among the Nephites, and did repent of the oath which I had made, that I would no more assist them. And they gave me command again of their armies, for they looked upon me as though I could deliver them from their afflictions. But behold, I was without hope, for I knew the judgments of the Lord which should come upon them, for they repented not of their iniquities, but did struggle for their lives without calling upon that being who created them. And verse 5. And it came to pass that whatsoever lands we had passed by, and the inhabitants thereof were not gathered in, were destroyed by the Lamanites, and their towns and villages and cities were burned with fire. And thus 379 years passed away. And it came to pass that in the 380th year, the Lamanites did come again against us to battle, and we did stand against them boldly. But it was all in vain, for so great were their numbers that they did tread the people of the Nephites under their feet. And it came to pass that we did again take to flight, and those whose flight was swifter than the Lamanites did escape, and those whose flight did not exceed the Lamanites were swept down and destroyed. And verse 11, for I know that such will sorrow for the calamity of the house of Israel. Yea, they will sorrow for the destruction of this people. And they will sorrow that this people had not repented, that they might have been clasped in the arms of Jesus. And one of the reasons that Mormon put this account into the spiritual record and not just into the general record of the Nephites is that it is also a warning to the Latter-day Saints and the people of the whole earth. If you do not repent and return, you will be swept down and trodden underfoot, just as were the Nephites. Yea, they will sorrow that this people had not repented, that they might have been clasped in the arms of Jesus. And verse 14, and behold, they shall go unto the unbelieving of the Jews, or this record, the things in the Book of Mormon, shall go to the unbelieving of the Jews in the last days. And for this intent shall they go, that they may be persuaded that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that the Father may bring about through his most beloved, his great and eternal purpose, in restoring the Jews or all the house of Israel to the land of their inheritance, which the Lord their God hath given them unto the fulfilling of his covenant. And this all commences at the time of the end time Exodus to be led by Joseph Smith. And also that the seed of this people may more fully believe his gospel, which shall go forth unto them from the Gentiles or from those of the LDS who qualify as the strength of the Lord's house to be led out on the end time Exodus. And the first missionary effort will be to the remnant of the seed of Lehi. For this people shall be scattered and shall become a dark and a filthy and loathsome people beyond the description of that which ever hath been amongst us, yea, even that which hath been among the Lamanites, and this because of their unbelief and idolatry. For behold, the Spirit of the Lord hath already ceased to strive with their fathers, and they are without Christ and God in the world, and they are driven about as chaff before the wind. And they were once a delightsome people, and they had Christ for their shepherd. Yea, they were led even by God the Father. But now, behold, they are led about by Satan, even as chaff is driven before the wind, or as a vessel is tossed about upon the waves, without sail or anchor, or without anything wherewith to steer her. And even as she is, so are they. And behold, the Lord hath reserved their blessings, which they might have received in the land for the Gentiles who shall possess the land. But behold, it shall come to pass that they shall be driven and scattered by the Gentiles. Talking about the Gentile nation. And after they have been driven and scattered by the Gentile nation, behold, then will the Lord remember the covenant which he hath made unto Abraham and unto all the house of Israel. And also the Lord will remember the prayers of the righteous, which have been put up unto him for them. And then, O ye Gentiles, how can ye stand before the power of God, except ye shall repent and turn from your evil ways? First talking to the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because the cleansing begins in the Lord's own house or among the members of the church. And then once the Lamanites are gathered, the fullness of the gospel will go to the rest of the Gentile nation by those on this end time Exodus. And then, O ye Gentiles, how can ye stand before the power of God except ye shall repent and turn from your evil ways? Know ye not that ye are in the hands of God? Know ye not that he hath all power? And at his great command, the earth shall be rolled together as a scroll? Therefore, repent ye and humble yourselves before him, lest he shall come out in justice against you, lest a remnant of the seed of Jacob shall go forth among you as a lion and tear you in pieces, and there is none to deliver. And as a cross reference, DNC 101. After The end time servant returns in verse 55. And the Lord of the vineyard said unto one of his servants, go and gather together the residue of my servants and take all the strength of my house, which are my warriors, my young men. They that are of middle age also among all my servants who are the strength of my house, save only those whom I have appointed to tarry. Verse 64, that the work of the gathering together of my saints may continue. Well, why does it have to continue? Well, it was cut short during Joseph Smith's first ministry, and it continues during his second. That I may build them up unto my name upon holy places. For the time of harvest is come, and my word must needs be fulfilled. Therefore, I must gather together my people according to the parable of the wheat and the tares, that the wheat may be secured in the garners to possess eternal life and be crowned with celestial glory when I shall come in the kingdom of my Father to reward every man according as his work shall be, while the tares shall be bound in bundles, their bands made strong, that they may be burned with unquenchable fire. Mormon chapter 6, verse 1. And now I finish my record concerning the destruction of my people, the Nephites. And it came to pass that we did march forth before the Lamanites. And I, Mormon, wrote an epistle unto the king of the Lamanites and desired of him that he would grant unto us that we might gather together my people unto the land of Cumorah by a hill which was called Cumorah, and there we could give them battle. And verse 6. And it came to pass that when we had gathered in all our people in one to the land of Cumorah, behold, I, Mormon, began to be old. And knowing it to be the last struggle of my people, and having been commanded of the Lord that I should not suffer the records which had been handed down by our fathers, which were sacred, to fall into the hands of the Lamanites, for the Lamanites would destroy them. Therefore, I made this record out of the plates of Nephi and hid up in the hill of Cumorah all the records which had been entrusted to me by the hand of the Lord, save it were these few plates which I gave unto my son Moroni. And it came to pass that my people, with their wives and their children, and now behold the armies of the Lamanites marching toward them, and with that awful fear of death which fills the breasts of all the wicked, did they await to receive them. And it came to pass that they came to battle against us, and every soul was filled with terror because of the greatness of their numbers. And it came to pass that they did fall upon my people with a sword, and with a bow, and with the arrow, and with the axe, and with all manner of weapons of war. And it came to pass that my men were hewn down, yea, even my 10,000 who were with me, and I fell wounded in the midst, and they passed by me, and did not put an end to my life. And when they had gone through and hewn down all my people, save it were 24 of us, among whom was my son Moroni, and we, having survived the dead of our people, did behold on the morrow when the Lamanites had returned into their camps from the top of the hill Cumorah, the 10,000 of my people who were hewn down, being led in the front by me. In verse 22, verse 15, and it came to pass that there were 10 more who did fall by the sword. With their 10,000 each, and even all my people, save it were those 24 who were with me, and also a few who had escaped into the south countries, and a few who had deserted over unto the Lamanites, had fallen, and their flesh and bones and blood lay upon the face of the earth, being left by the hands of those who slew them, to molder upon the land, and to crumble, and to return to the mother earth. And my soul was rent with anguish because of the slain of my people. And I cried, O ye fair ones, how could ye have departed from the ways of the Lord? O ye fair ones, how could ye have rejected that Jesus who stood with open arms to receive you? But if ye had not done this, ye would not have fallen. But behold, ye are fallen, and I mourn your loss. O ye fair sons and daughters, ye fathers and mothers, ye husbands and wives, ye fair ones, how is it that ye could have fallen? But behold, ye are gone, and my sorrows cannot bring your return. And the day soon cometh that your mortal must put on immortality, and these bodies which are now moldering in corruption must soon become incorruptible bodies. And then ye must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to be judged according to your works. And if it so be that ye are righteous, then ye are blessed with your fathers who have gone before you. Oh, that ye had repented before this great destruction. But behold, ye are gone. And the Father, yea, the eternal Father of heaven, knowing your state, he doth with you according to his justice and mercy. Mormon 7. And now, behold, I would speak somewhat unto the remnant of this people, who are spared, if it so be that God may give unto them my words, which again, the convincing of the Lamanites, of the remnant of the seed of Lehi, begins on the Exodus, that they may know of the things of their fathers. Yea, speak unto you, ye remnant of the house of Israel, and these are the words which I speak. Know ye not that ye are of the house of Israel? Know ye that ye must come unto repentance, or ye cannot be saved? Know ye that ye must lay down your weapons of war and delight no more in the shedding of blood, and take them not again, save it be that God shall command you? Know ye that ye must come to the knowledge of your fathers and repent of all your sins and iniquities and believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, and that he was slain by the Jews, and by the power of the Father he hath risen again, whereby he hath gained victory over the grave, and also in him is the sting of death swallowed up. And he bringeth to pass the resurrection of the dead, whereby man must be raised to stand before his judgment seat. And he hath brought to pass the redemption of the world, whereby he that is found guiltless before him at the judgment day hath given unto him to dwell in the presence of God in his kingdom, to sing ceaseless praise with the choirs above unto the Father and unto the Son and to the Holy Ghost, which are one God in a state of happiness which hath no end. Therefore repent and be baptized in my name, or in the name of Jesus, and lay hold upon the gospel of Christ, which shall be set before you, not only in this record, but also in the record which shall come unto the Gentiles from the Jews, which record shall come from the Gentiles unto you. And when Joseph returns, he will bring with him the complete translation of the New Testament, which is called in 1 Nephi chapter 13, the record of the 12 apostles, which was greatly corrupted and had the doctrine of Christ removed from it. For behold, this is written for the intent that ye may believe that, and if ye believe, that ye will believe this also. And if ye believe this, ye will know concerning your fathers, and also the marvelous works which were wrought by the power of God among them. And ye will also know that ye are a remnant of the seed of Jacob. Therefore ye are numbered among the people of the first covenant. And if it so be that ye believe in Christ and are baptized, first with water and then with fire and with the Holy Ghost, following the example of our Savior, according to that which he hath commanded us, it shall be well with you in the day of judgment. Amen. And there will be a separation of wheat and tares from among you, and the wheat among you will go on the end time exodus to New Jerusalem. Now, cross-referencing 1 Nephi chapter 13. About the coming forth of the fullness of the gospel to the seed of Lehi. Verse 23. And he said, behold, it proceedeth forth out of the mouth of a Jew. This is the book of the record of the 12 apostles and of the prophets. And I beheld a book, and it was carried forth among them. And the angel said unto me, knowest thou the meaning of the book? And I said unto him, I know not. This is in Lehi's vision of the end from the beginning. And he said, behold, it proceedeth forth out of the mouth of a Jew, or Jesus Christ. And I, Nephi, beheld it, and he said unto me, The book that thou beholdest is the record of the Jews, which contains the covenants of the Lord, which he hath made unto the house of Israel. And it also containeth many of the prophecies of the holy prophets. And it is a record. So many of the prophecies of the holy prophets is the Old Testament. And it is a record like unto the engravings which are upon the plates of brass, save there are not so many. For example, at least 93 books of Ephraimite prophets were removed from the Old Testament by the Deuteronomists, 600 to 700 BC, at the time that Lehi and Jeremiah were in Jerusalem. Nevertheless, they contain the covenants of the Lord, which he hath made unto the house of Israel. Wherefore, they are of great worth unto the Gentiles. And the angel of the Lord said unto me, thou hast beheld the book proceedeth, that the book proceeded forth from the mouth of a Jew, from Christ. And when it proceedeth forth from the mouth of a Jew, it contained the fullness of the gospel, talking about the New Testament. The gospel of the Lord, whom the 12 apostles bear record, and they bear record according to the truth, which is in the Lamb of God. Wherefore, these things go forth from the Jews in purity unto the Gentiles, according to the truth, which is in God. And after they go forth by the hand of the 12 apostles, and later this record will be called the record of the 12 apostles, which shall be restored in its fullness by Joseph when he returns. From the Jews unto the Gentiles, thou seest the formation of that great and abominable church, which is most abominable above all other churches. For behold, they have taken away from the gospel of the Lamb many parts which are plain and most precious, and also many covenants of the Lord have they taken away, or they have gutted from the New Testament the doctrine of Christ. And all this have they done that they might pervert the right ways of the Lord, that they might blind the eyes and harden the hearts of the children of men. Wherefore thou seest after the book hath gone forth through the hands of the great and abominable church, there are many plain and precious things taken away from the book, which is the book of the Lamb of God. And after these plain and precious things which were taken away, it goeth forth unto all the nations of the Gentiles. And after it goeth forth unto all the nations of the Gentiles, yea, even across the many waters which thou hast seen with the Gentiles, which have gone forth out of captivity, thou seest because of the many plain and precious things which have been taken out of the book, which were plain unto the understanding of the children of men, according to the plainness which is in the Lamb of God, because of these things which are taken away out of the gospel of the Lamb, an exceedingly great many do stumble, yea, insomuch that Satan hath great power over them. Verse 32. Neither will the Lord God suffer that the Gentiles shall forever remain in that awful state of blindness, which thou beholdest they are in, because of the plain and most precious parts of the gospel of the Lamb, which have been kept back by the abominable church, whose formation thou hast seen. Now, up to this point, the term Gentiles in Nephi's vision is still talking about the Gentile people in the Gentile nation now of North America. And verse 34, and it came to pass that the angel of the Lord said unto me, saying, behold, saith the Lamb of God, after I have visited the remnant of the house of Israel, and the remnant of whom I speak is the seed of thy father. Wherefore, after I have visited them in judgment and smitten them by the hand of the Gentiles, and after the Gentiles do stumble exceedingly because of the most plain and precious parts of the gospel of the Lamb, which have been kept back by the abominable church, which is the mother of harlots, saith the Lamb, I will be merciful unto the Gentiles in that day. In the day of Joseph Smith's first ministry, insomuch that I will bring forth unto them in mine own power much of my gospel. Why is it much of my gospel instead of the fullness of my gospel? Because the restoration was cut short, because the Latter-day Saints rejected the fullness, just like the children of Israel before them, they would not enter into the covenant of a broken heart and contrite spirit. And so like the children of Israel under Moses, the Latter-day Saints under Joseph Smith had the fullness taken from them, were demoted to the preparatory gospel. The Melchizedek priesthood was removed, and they remained under the Aaronic priesthood because they refused to repent and return. And so Nephi says, much of my gospel would be brought forth in Joseph Smith's first ministry, which shall be plain and precious, saith the Lamb, because the part that would remain with them would be the fullness of the gospel in the pages of the Book of Mormon, which contains the fullness of the doctrine of Christ in the path of ascension. For behold, saith the Lamb, I will manifest myself unto thy seed, that they shall write many things which I shall minister unto them, which shall be plain and precious, and after thy seed shall be destroyed and dwell in unbelief, and also the seed of thy brethren. And behold, these things shall be hid up to come forth unto the Gentiles by the gift and power of the Lamb. Referring to the previous verse by Joseph Smith in his first ministry. And in them shall be written my gospel, saith the Lamb, and my rock and my salvation. And now we have the transition from Joseph Smith's first ministry to his second ministry. And blessed are they who shall seek to bring forth my Zion at that day, for they shall have the gift and power of the Holy Ghost. Well, who are they? Going back to DNC 101. Verse 55. And the Lord of the vineyard said unto one of his servants, go and gather together the residue of my servants, and take all the strength of my house, which are my warriors, my young men, they that are of middle age also among my servants, are the strength of mine house, save only those whom I have appointed to tarry. And so why would Nephi even see it necessary to mention that they would have the power of the Holy Ghost? And it is because around the time of the death of Joseph, we had the closing of the heavens. And when the heavens are closed, there is not a man upon the face of the earth who's been ordained and sealed to the first order of Melchizedek priesthood, which is what is required to have an open dispensation. And an open dispensation is required to receive the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. So since around the time of Joseph Smith, and we read in the record that it was actually when the Nauvoo Temple got somewhere in building the second story that Joseph Smith stood from the stand and declared that the time for the building of the temple had passed, for the baptisms for the dead in the river had passed, you know, as much to say that, you know, as is prophesied in DNC 124, that the church now stood rejected with their dead and were alienated from their God in every sense of the word. And so the restoration of the gospel in Joseph Smith's second ministry is the opening again of the heavens. And the thing that marks it is the opportunity to again receive the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that is why Nephi specifically mentions it in regards to the second ministry of Joseph and the end time servants. And they shall have the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost. And if they endure unto the end, they shall be lifted up at the last day, and they shall be saved in the everlasting kingdom of the Lamb. Whoso shall publish peace, yea, tidings of great joy, how beautiful upon the mountains they shall be. You know, these end time servants and all those who join them, who engage in the work of the gathering out of the strength of the Lord's house and the marvelous work and wonder of gathering Israel in preparation for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And verse 41, and they must come according to the words which shall be established by the mouth of the Lamb, and the words of the Lamb shall be made known in the records of thy seed, or in the Book of Mormon, as well as in the records of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, which fullness Joseph will bring with him. Wherefore they both shall be established in one, for there is one God and one shepherd over all the earth. And chapter 14. And it shall come to pass that if the Gentiles, if the Latter-day Saints, shall hearken unto the Lamb of God in that day, in the day when Joseph will again open the heavens. And the doctrine of Christ will again be proclaimed from the housetops. In the day that he shall manifest unto them in word and also in power, in very deed, unto the taking away of their stumbling blocks. And what are the stumbling blocks of the LDS? The removal of the doctrine of Christ from the mainstream teachings of the church and the closing of the heavens. And verse 2, and harden not their hearts against the Lamb of God, or when the doctrine of Christ is taught them in power and authority, that they harden their heart not against it, and instead prefer to cling to false prophets. They shall be numbered among the seed of thy father. Well, how will members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints be numbered among the seed of Lehi, who also accept the fullness of the gospel? It's through the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, when the Gentile blood is burned out of us and we become blood Israel. Yea, they shall be numbered among the house of Israel, and they shall be a blessed people upon the promised land forever. And they shall be no more brought down into captivity, and the house of Israel shall no more be confounded. And verse 5. And it came to pass that the angel spake unto me, Nephi, saying, thou hast beheld that if the Gentiles, that if the Latter-day Saints repent, it shall be well with them. And thou also knowest concerning the covenants of the Lord unto the house of Israel. And thou hast heard that whoso repenteth not must perish. So the law is to the same in regards to the Latter-day Saints as to the house of Israel. All must receive the doctrine of Christ and the new covenant of a broken heart and contrite spirit to become Christ's sons and daughters. And this is how the Latter-day Saints and the rest of the house of Israel, you know, enter into the covenant relationship with the Lord and become his people. Therefore, woe be unto the LDS Gentiles, if it so be that they harden their hearts against the Lamb of God. For the time cometh, saith the Lamb of God, that I will work a great and marvelous work among the children of men. That great and marvelous work was not the bringing forth of the Book of Mormon during Joseph Smith's first ministry, but it is the gathering of Israel during his second. A work which shall be everlasting either on the one hand or on the other, either to the convincing them unto peace and eternal life, or unto the deliverance of them to the hardness of their hearts and the blindness of their minds unto their being brought down into captivity and also into destruction. And we just read in DNC 101 that in this generation, we will see the fulfillment of the separation of the wheat and the tares, the wheat to go on the Exodus, while the tares, their bands, will be made strong and prepared for the fire. And also into destruction, both temporally and spiritually, according to the captivity of the devil, which I have spoken. And verse 12. And it came to pass that I beheld the church of the Lamb of God, and its numbers were few, because of the wickedness and the abominations of the whore who sat upon the many waters. Nevertheless, I beheld that the church of the Lamb, who were the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth, and their dominion upon the face of the earth were small, because of the wickedness of the great whore whom I saw. In verse 14, and it came to pass that I, Nephi, beheld the power of the Lamb of God, that it descended upon the saints of the church of the Lamb, and upon the covenant people of the Lord who were scattered upon all the face of the earth. And they were armed with righteousness and with power of God in great glory unto deliverance and unto end time exoduses to both New Jerusalem and to Old Jerusalem when it becomes again a holy city. And verse 17, and when the day cometh that the wrath of God is poured out upon the mother of harlots, which is the great and abominable church of all the earth whose founder is the devil, then at that day the work of the Father shall commence in preparing the way for the fulfilling of his covenants which he hath made to the people who are of the house of Israel. Now, as a cross-reference, JST Genesis, or JST Matthew 21. So that day is talked about by Christ and prophesied to his 12 apostles when he says in verse 53, and the kingdom of God shall be taken from them, meaning the Jews of Christ's day, and shall be given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof, meaning the Gentiles, meaning the restoration under Joseph. And now we have the what has happened from the time of the restoration under Joseph until Joseph returns on the scene. And when the Lord thereof of the vineyard cometh, he will destroy those miserable wicked men, meaning the legal administrators in Christ's kingdom on the earth of the end times, and will let again his vineyard unto other husbandmen, i.e. Joseph Smith and the first laborers in the last kingdom described in DNC 88 who return with him, even in the last days who shall render him the fruits of their seasons. How do they render unto Christ these other husbandmen, Joseph and the end time servants? How do they render unto Christ the fruits in their seasons? With the opening of the heavens, with the declaration again of the new and everlasting covenant, and with those who receive it with gladness, seeking after and receiving the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, they be thus becoming Christ's sons and daughters, or in other words, bringing forth good fruit. And so that is the beginning, that destruction of the enemies of the Lord, of the wrath of God being poured out upon the mother of harlots. Now, it's not fulfilled at that time, but it begins, which is the great and abominable church of all the earth, whose founder is the devil. Then at that day, the work of the Father shall commence, the marvelous work and wonder of the gathering of Israel, because the end time Exodus commences. In preparing the way of the fulfilling of his covenants, which he hath made to his people who are of the house of Israel, by the strength of the Lord's house, the Gentiles who accept the fullness of the gospel, then taking its fullness to the ends of the earth and gathering. And in 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 13, and now the thing which our father meaneth concerning the grafting in of the natural branches through the fullness of the Gentiles, the fullness of the time of the Gentiles is the day in which we now live, commenced when Joseph again opened the heavens in his second ministry. Even though he has not yet come upon the scene, yet he has again opened the heavens. Is that in the latter days, when our seed shall have dwindled in unbelief, yea, for the space of many years and many generations after the Messiah shall be manifested in body unto the children of men, then shall the fullness of the gospel of the Messiah come unto the Gentiles. This is in Joseph Smith's second ministry, and from the Gentiles unto the remnant of our seed on the end time Exodus. And at that day shall the remnant of our seed know that they are of the house of Israel, and that they are the covenant people of the Lord, because they will be taught, they will have the record of the Book of Mormon, the record of the 12 apostles, and the full record of the prophets, because Joseph Smith will bring them. And then shall they know and come to the knowledge of their forefathers, and also to the knowledge of the gospel of their Redeemer, which was ministered unto their fathers by him. Wherefore they shall come to a knowledge of their Redeemer and the very points of his doctrine, that they may know how to come unto him to be saved. For it is not enough just to profess a belief in Jesus Christ or proclaim him as your Lord and Savior. You must come unto him in the method that he gives us to come unto him, which is the new and everlasting covenant. And then at that day will they not rejoice and give praise unto their everlasting God, their rock, their salvation. Yet that day will they not receive the strength and nourishment from the true vine. Yea, will they not come unto the true fold of God, meaning that there will be a great percentage of them who will receive the fullness. And verse 18. Wherefore our father hath not spoken of our seed alone, but also of all the house of Israel, pointing to the covenant which should be fulfilled in the latter days, which covenant the Lord hath made to our father Abraham, saying that in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And now in Mormon chapter 8, verse 1. Behold, I, Moroni, do finish the record of my father Mormon. Behold, I have but a few things to write, which things I have been commanded by my father. And now it came to pass that after the great and tremendous battle at Cumorah, behold, the Nephites who had escaped into the country southward were hunted by the Lamanites until they were all destroyed. And my father also was killed by them. And I even remain alone to write the sad tale of the destruction of my people. But behold, they are gone, and I fulfill the commandment of my father. And whither they will slay me, I know not. Therefore, I will write and hide up the records in the earth, and whither I go, it mattereth not. Behold, my father hath made this record, and hath written the intent thereof, and behold, I would write it also if I had room upon the place, but I have not, and or have I none, for I am alone. My father hath been slain in battle, and all my kinsfolk, and I have not friends, nor whither to go, or how long the Lord will suffer that I may live, I know not. Behold, 400 years have passed away since the coming of our Lord and Savior. And behold, the Lamanites have hunted my people, the Nephites, down from city to city and from place to place, even until they are no more. And great has been their fall. Yea, great and marvelous is the destruction of my people, the Nephites. And behold, it is the hand of the Lord which hath done it, just as is prophesied by Isaiah, that the left hand of the Lord, being the king of Assyria, king of Babylon, will destroy the world and the wicked in our day. And behold, it is the hand of the Lord which hath done it. And behold, also the Lamanites are at war one with another, and the whole face of this land is one continual round of murder and bloodshed, and no one knoweth the end of war. And now, behold, I say no more concerning them, for there are none save it be the Lamanites and robbers that do exist upon the face of the land. And there are none that do know the true God save it be the disciples of Jesus, who did tarry in the land until the wickedness of the people was so great that the Lord would not suffer them to remain with the people. And whither they are upon the face of the earth, land, no man knoweth. But behold, my father and I have seen them, and they have ministered unto us. Verse 16. And blessed be he that shall bring this to light, talking about Joseph Smith in the translation of the Book of Mormon. For it shall be brought out of darkness unto light according to the word of God, yet shall be brought out of the earth, and it shall shine forth out of darkness. And it cometh unto the knowledge of the people, and it shall be done by the power of God. And 23. Search the prophecies of Isaiah. Behold, I cannot write them. Yea, behold, I say unto you that those saints who have gone before me, who have possessed this land, shall cry, yea, even from the dust they will cry unto the Lord. And as the Lord liveth, he will remember the covenant which he hath made with them. And why does Mormon cry unto us to search the prophecies of Isaiah? For they prophesy of all things that are both happening to us now and will yet happen to us until the second coming of Jesus Christ. And Isaiah uses historical precedent as end time metaphor. Verse 27. And it shall come in a day when the blood of the saints shall cry unto the Lord because of the secret combinations and the works of darkness. And it shall come in a day when the power of God shall be denied and the churches become defiled and be lifted up in the pride of their hearts. Yea, even in a day when leaders of churches and teachers shall rise in the pride of their hearts, even to the envying of them who belong to their churches. And as I read these, we should be taking a look in the mirror at our own church. It shall come in a day when there shall be heard of fires and tempests and vapors of smoke in foreign lands and in California. And there shall also be heard of wars and rumors and wars and earthquakes in diverse places. Yea, it shall come in a day when there shall be great pollutions upon the face of the earth. There shall be murders and robbing and lying and deceivings and whoredoms and all manner of abominations. When there shall be many who will say, do this or do that, and it mattereth not, for the Lord will uphold such at the last day. But woe unto such, for they are in the gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. Yet shall come in a day when there shall be churches built up that shall say, come unto me, and for your money you shall be forgiven of your sins. Now this does not only apply to the selling of indulgences, which is an old practice. This is talking about the modern day selling of salvation, at least 10%. O you wicked, perverse, and stiff-necked people, why have you built up churches unto yourselves to get gain? Why have you transfigured the holy word of God that ye might bring damnation upon your souls? Behold, look ye unto the revelations of God. For behold, the time cometh, that the day when all these things must be fulfilled. Behold, the Lord hath shown unto me great and marvelous things concerning that which must shortly come, at the day when these things shall come forth among you. Behold, I speak unto you as if you were present, and yet ye are not. But behold, Jesus Christ has shown you unto me, and I know your doings. And I know that you do walk in the pride of your hearts, and there are none save only a few who do not lift themselves up in pride of their hearts unto the wearing of very fine and fine apparel, unto the envyings and strifes and malice and persecutions and all manner of iniquities. And your churches, yea, even every one, have become polluted because of the pride of your hearts. And I would ask you, who is the audience of Mormon, if not the Latter-day Saints? For behold, you do love your money and your substance and your fine apparel and at the adorning of your churches more than you love the poor and the needy and the sick and the afflicted. O ye pollutions, ye hypocrites, ye teachers who sell yourselves for that which will canker, why have you polluted the holy church of God? Why are ye ashamed to take upon you the name of Christ? Why do you not think that greater is the value of an endless happiness than that misery which never dies because of the praise of the world? Why do you adorn yourselves with that which hath no life, and yet suffer the hungry and the needy and the naked and the sick and the afflicted pass by you and notice them not? Why do you build up your secret abominations to get gain, and cause that the widow should mourn before the Lord, and also orphans to mourn before the Lord, and also the blood of their fathers and their husbands to cry unto the Lord from the ground, for vengeance upon your heads? Behold, the sword of the vengeance hangeth over you, and the time soon cometh that he avengeth the blood of the saints upon you, for he will not suffer their cries any longer. Mormon chapter 9, verse 7. And again, I speak unto you who deny the revelations of God and say that they are done away, that there are no revelations, nor prophecies, nor gifts, nor healings, nor speaking of tongues, nor the interpretation of tongues. And if we cross-reference this to 2 Nephi 28, when Nephi is talking directly about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, verse 26, yea, and woe be unto him that hearkeneth unto the precepts of men and denieth the power of God and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yea, woe be unto him that saith, we have received and we need no more. Not talking about the Christians who say we have a Bible and we do not need the Book of Mormon, but talking about members of the church who say we have conference talks and lesson manuals and church handbooks of instruction and we need no more of revelation. And in fine, woe unto all those who tremble and are angry because of the truth of God. For behold, he that is built upon the rock receiveth it with gladness. And he that is built upon a sandy foundation trembleth lest he shall fall. Woe unto him that shall say, we have received the word of God and we need no more the word of God, for we have enough. For those who say that can never receive the instruction necessary to instruct them how to offer up a broken heart and contrite spirit that they might receive the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. back in Mormon 9, verse 8. Behold, I say unto you, he that denieth these things knoweth not the gospel of Christ, even if he professes to have the fullness of the restoration. Yea, he has not read the scriptures, if so, he does not understand them. For do we not read that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and in him there is no variableness, neither shadow of change? And now if ye have imagined up unto yourselves a God who doth vary, and in whom there is a shadow of change, then ye have imagined up unto yourselves a God who is not a God of miracles. But behold, I will show unto you a God of miracles, even the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And it is that same God who created the heavens and the earth, and all things that in them are. Behold, he created Adam, and by Adam came the fall of man. And because the fall of man came Jesus Christ, even the Father and the Son. And because of Jesus came the redemption of man. And because of the redemption of man, which came by Jesus Christ, there are brought back into the presence of the Lord. Yea, this is wherewith all men are redeemed, because the death of Christ bringeth to pass the resurrection, which bringeth to pass the redemption from an endless sleep, from which sleep all men shall be awakened by the power of God, when the trump shall sound, and they shall come forth both small and great, and it shall stand before his bar, being redeemed and loosed from this eternal band of death, which death is a temporal death. And then cometh the judgment of the Holy One upon them. And then cometh the time that he that is filthy shall be filthy still, and he that is righteous shall be righteous still, and he that is unhappy shall be unhappy still. And know, all ye that have imagined up unto yourselves a God who can do no miracles, I would ask of you, have all these things passed, of which I have spoken? Has the end come yet? Behold, I say unto you, nay, God has not ceased to be a God of miracles, and yet we are counseled to exercise the faith not to be healed. Behold, are not the things that God hath wrought marvelous in our eyes? Yea, who can comprehend the marvelous works of God? Who shall say that it is not a miracle that by his word the heaven and the earth should be? And by the power of his word man was created of the dust of the earth. And by the power of his word have miracles been wrought? And who shall say that Jesus Christ did not do many mighty miracles? And there were many mighty miracles wrought by the hands of the apostles. And if there were miracles wrought then, why has God ceased to be a God of miracles and yet be an unchangeable being? And behold, I say unto you, he changeth not. If so, he would cease to be God, and he ceaseth not to be God, and is a God of miracles. And the reason why he ceaseth to do miracles among the children of men is because they dwindle in unbelief and depart from the right way and know not the God in whom they should trust. Behold, I say unto you that whoso believeth in Christ, doubting nothing, whatsoever he shall ask the Father in mine, in the name of Christ, it shall be granted unto him. And this promise is unto all, even unto the ends of the earth. For behold, thus saith Jesus Christ, the Son of God, unto his disciples who should tarry, yea, and also to all his disciples in the hearing of the multitude, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, and shall speak with new tongues, and shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And whosoever shall believe in my name, doubting nothing, unto him will I confirm all my words, even unto the ends of the earth. And now behold, who can stand against the works of the Lord? Who can deny his sayings? Who will rise up against the almighty power of the Lord? Who will despise the works of the Lord? Who will despise the children of Christ? Behold, all ye who are despisers of the works of the Lord, for ye shall wonder and perish. And what does it mean to despise the children of Christ? To despise those who are declaring the fullness of the gospel, the new and everlasting covenant, who received the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and beckoning all that they should likewise receive. Oh, then despise not and wonder not, but hearken to the words of the Lord, and ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, for what things So ever ye shall stand in need. Doubt not, but be believing, and begin as in times of old, and come unto the Lord with all your heart, and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling before the Lord. Or in other words, do what is required to offer up the sacrifice of a broken heart and contrite spirit. Repent of your sins. Hearken to the voice of the Spirit. Receive the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Continue then feasting upon the words of Christ until you're instructed in all things that you should do to enter into the rest of the Lord, which rest is the fullness of his glory. Qualify as part of the strength of the Lord's house to be called out on the end time Exodus. Go forth from there, taking the fullness of the gospel to the ends of the earth and unto the establishment of New Jerusalem. Be wise in the days of your probation, verse 28. Strip yourselves of all uncleanness. Ask not that ye may consume it on your lusts, but ask with firmness unshaken that ye will yield to no temptation, but that ye will serve the true and living God. See that ye are not baptized unworthily. See that ye partake not of the sacrament of Christ unworthily, but see that ye do all things in worthiness and do it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And if ye do this and endure to the end, ye will in no wise be cast out. Behold, I speak unto you as though I spake from the dead. For I know that ye shall have my words. Condemn me not because of mine imperfection, neither my Father because of his imperfection, neither them who have written before him, but rather give thanks unto God that he hath made manifest unto you our imperfections, that ye may learn to be more wise than we have been. And now, behold, we have written this record according to our knowledge. And these things are written that we may rid our garments of the blood of our brethren who have dwindled in unbelief. And behold, these things which we have desired concerning our brethren, yea, even the restoration to the knowledge of Christ, according to the prayers of all the saints who have dwelt in the land. And may the Lord Jesus Christ grant that their prayers may be answered according to their faith. And may God the Father remember the covenant which he hath made with the house of Israel. And may he bless them forever through faith on the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.